It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Well, you've probably heard your share of home improvement horror stories, shoddy work, missed deadlines, cost overruns, and no-show home improvement contractors.
And maybe you've already lived through that contractor hell, but you don't need to.
Reference checking is the ball game. Read our 10 questions to ask a contractor's previous customers when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And scientific surveys show that listening to this program results in 30% fewer trips to the emergency room
as a result. I'm not going to let you get away with surveys.
Survey says. Listen to this show and we will keep you safe. We will keep you healthy. We will keep you happy with your home improvement projects. How do we do that? Well, call us right now and ask us your home improvement question. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up this hour on the Money Pit, we're going to give you some simple tips about things that you can do to make it even easier and more convenient to do things around your house, like turning on a light bulb or pulling open a cabinet with your hands full. That's right.
We're going to
give you some tips on how you can multitask around the house.
Plus, now that we are in the full swing of holiday cooking, folks, we're going to tell you how you can prevent cooking fires, which is the source of many house fires. But with a little attention and a lot of safety, you can make sure that your kitchen is safe.
Yeah, you know how Leslie learned this? Because her shopping list for a holiday meal includes a turkey, stuffing, and a fire extinguisher.
You know better
because
than that.
Because it's just safe. Not that you really need it. It's just safer to do things that way. Also coming up, metal roofs. You might be picturing corrugated tin, but metal roofs have come a very long way. And they can look like any type of shingle roof that you like. And they're incredibly durable. And guess what? They're really energy efficient. There's some new coatings on metal roofs that make them very energy efficient. We're going to learn all about it.
Yeah, and they last way longer than traditional roofing materials.
Absolutely.
So it's a good investment. And we've got good news and we've got bad news. All right, bad news first. The bad news is that we're not going to be giving away our usual prize to one caller we choose this hour. Sorry,
oh,
folks.
Why not?
The good news, however, is that we're going to choose two callers to each win a great prize winterization kit from DAP. It's a big prize, folks.
Yeah, it's got like everything that you need to seal up your house for the winter. So call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Sandra listens on WPRO out of Rhode Island. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling to ask what I need for a single woman's toolkit. I would call it every single toolkit.
Oh, that's so much different than a married woman's toolkit.
Yeah, I'm going to be unmarried after 100 years, and I have never had to hang a painting. So
well, good for
what
you.
Do I ask for in the divorce suit for minimum tool?
We always joke, Leslie and I always joke, because, you know, we get these manufacturers that sell us, like, send us the press releases on the latest pink toolkits.
Oh, I've seen
And, you know,
those.
Women don't want pink toolkits.
No.
Women want tools that are going to be built for their hands, that are going to be comfortable and safe and successful for them to use for their home improvement projects. And that's basically what you're looking for.
Yeah, and you know what, Sandra? I have some friends who own a company out of Denver, Colorado called Tomboy Tools. And what they do is they sell tools made by women for women, but, you know, they're made, you know, like a man's tool. There's everything that you would have on a regular tool, except they're just changed a little bit so that when you hold a power driver, the trigger is a little bit bigger. There's a level so that you know you're driving, you're screwing straight, and you're drilling a hole. And what I love best about Tomboy Tools is that if you don't know how to use the tools, they offer a service where they will educate you on how to do simple things like repair drywall, how to use a power driver, you know, simple things around the house that you can feel confident to do.
Wow.
If you go to tomboytools.com, you can purchase an assortment of kits. You can even get one that's a step stool that comes with a variety of hand tools. The prices are very affordable. And then what you can do is you can look into a Tomboy Tools grouping in your area. I'm sure there's a representative in Rhode Island, and they will come to your house and show you how to use it. So it's definitely a good resource.
That is terrific. And maybe I can even talk them into a pink box.
It's yellow. I'm sure you paint it.
That's okay. We'll put pink stickers on it or something. But I really like the step stool idea with the tools in it.
It's really excellent because it keeps everything on hand and it gives you the leg up to do whatever job around the house that you just can't reach.
Well, I knew you guys would have the answer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Sandra. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
If you're listening to the Money Pit on KZNT, you might be Steve from Colorado. How can we help you?
Do you guys know of a solution to, I guess you would call it a bad homeowner's sheetrock job?
A bad spackle job, huh?
Well, what he did is he refinished the basement, put up the sheetrock, and then he taped it, and looks like he sort of tried to, you know, finish it. But, you know, every joint and every seam shows, and then it was looks like he, instead of, it wasn't like splattered on with a machine. It was more like rolled on with a paint roller brush.
Almost like textured?
Yeah. And my question was trying to figure out, is there any way to redo that, or would I have to redo?
Well, what you're going to have to do is get that surface as smooth as possible. Now, this is a wall or a ceiling?
Both.
All right. Well,
that's a big job.
Yeah, it's a big job. it's a big stinking mess. You're going to have to get as much of that texture off as you can. And because it's spackle, it's only going to come off if you sand it. If it ends up being too much of a project, what you might want to do is just resurface that by putting another layer of drywall on top of it.
Yeah, if you can afford the half-inch loss of space all around.
Or even quarter-inch.
Yeah, true. Because otherwise, there's going to be so much dust. It's going to be a giant mess, and you need to make sure that you get everything out of that basement and contain that area so well so that that dust doesn't escape to the rest of the house. And you must make sure that you properly, you know, dress yourself with respirators and clothing so that you just don't get covered in the stuff.
Right. But then you're saying maybe just go ahead and re-sheet rock.
Yeah, go ahead and skim the whole thing. You know, a good example of this is what I did in my house. We had plaster walls that were uneven. And the first room, we decided to take the plaster walls down, but it was just such a big mess. Then in the next couple of rooms, I decided it wasn't so important to take the plaster walls down, and I just put new sheetrock right on top of the old plaster, and that worked just perfectly. Steve, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Martin in Connecticut, you're live on the Money Pit. What's going on?
Yes, I'd like some information on the hot water heater that's on demand.
Tankless. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a change in my water system, such as from a half-inch line to a three-quarter-inch line, and how much it would be to install it? Plus, I'm on my water system is a private well, which is the maximum is 40 pounds pressure. Will it work on it?
Well, the benefits of a tankless water heater, Martin, is that it's on demand, so it only heats water as you need it. Installing it and purchasing it is more expensive than a traditional water heater. It'll probably work fine with the heating pipes that you have in your house, except that where it needs to be connected to, that needs to be done by a professional plumber. Are you going to be in your house for a long time? Because if you are, then you'll definitely get a payback from spending a little bit more money to install it now. It's a very convenient, very efficient system, and we like them a lot, but it is more expensive to put it in to begin with.
I only have 40 pounds pressure. Will it take that?
I don't think there's going to be any problem with the amount of pressure.
Any other advice?
Well, my advice to you, Martin, is if you're going to be in your house for a long time, then you have the opportunity to get a good return on investment for installing a tankless water heater. If you're going to be in your house for the short term, say 5 years or so, then any savings, you're not going to be in the house long enough to appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we're talking to Iowa with Leonard. What can we do for you?
Okay, we moved from Florida to a very different climate in Iowa.
I bet you did.
Now we've got concerns about what's going to be better for the weather that we're in now. I'm hearing stories about the metal roofs that we're planning to put on, contracting and expanding and loosening up the screws that it's put on with.
Not an issue.
But I was wondering what that type of climate with the cold and hot, what would be the better type of roof to put on? And this is a 100-year-old farmhouse
yeah.
that we're restoring.
You know, the metal roofing is so good today. It's just so much better than the first metal roof that might have been on that house 100 years ago. And not only is it going to last you another 100 years, it's coated with special paints, so it actually is more energy efficient. It's going to reflect the sun back out as opposed to absorbing the heat like an asphalt shingle roof does.
That was good, because I had a question about if I should put in a vent, because in the attic up there, there's no type of venting for up inside the attic. That's why they suggested no metal and going with the keeping the original wood slats so that there could be a little bit of breathing up there.
Well, you're always going to want to vent a roof properly, but a professional roofing contractor is going to know how to do that. There's a good website about metal roofing. It's simply metalroofing.com. It's the roof site. It's the website for the roof site. It's the website
for the Metal Roofing Alliance.
Yeah, the Metal Roofing Alliance. And there's tons and tons of photos and a lot of research on it there. So I really think you ought to take a look at that.
Okay. Are they still put on with screws or nails with little grommets on them?
There's different ways of assembling it. It depends on the manufacturer, but you don't have to worry about the nails or the screws backing out.
Okay. And they do have seals on the outside once they go through, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, these are great roofs. I can't say enough about them.
All right, all you Money Pit listeners, you know how to reach us. You can call in your home repair or your home improvement question all the darn time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And you know how to reach us, 1-888-MONEYPIT. So use that number, folks.
Up next, babies know best. We've got some tips from AARP for easy home improvement projects that can make your home more safe, more secure, more comfortable, no matter what your age.
888-MONEYPIT.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/universalhome. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Some people try to fix everything themselves.
What you doing, Dad?
Here, bud, hold this wrench, will you?
Wow!
When you've got drain problems, it's time to call the Roto-Rooter professionals. Roto-Rooter technicians arrive on time, give you an accurate cost estimate up front, and they do the job right the first time, guaranteed. So the next time you have a stopped-up drain, you know who to call.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Table saw, 18-volt drill driver, 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi power tools, professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
AARP is proud to sponsor the Money Pit. Visit www.aarp.org/universalhome to learn more about making your home more functional and comfortable for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It's a great hour. It's a great idea. Well, if you have a baby on the way, you might know that there are a lot of home improvements that can make the home safe and secure. But what you might not know is that many of these same improvements can make the home work well for friends and family of any age whatsoever.
That's right. For example, AARP suggests that indoor lighting can be improved by opening shades or opening those blinds and curtains and by using the highest wattage bulb appropriate for that light fixture or lamp. And look for those newer bulbs and fixtures that replicate natural light because they're going to give you a better light source. And you can also replace traditional light switches with those large rocker light switches. Sometimes they're called Decora. I think that's a brand. And they're easier to operate and, frankly, much more attractive than those old-fashioned toggle switches and easier to get a hold of.
And you can install lever door handles or add on levers that convert round door knobs, making them easier to use. Keep in mind that young children can also operate lever handles, so you might want to keep the doors locked when they are in the house. If you need a wider door, you can also easily install offset hinges on doors. What do they do? Well, they add 2 inches of width for improved access.
Yeah, that's such an easy improvement also to make to get major access for that doorway. And most of the products needed for these modifications that we've just mentioned can be purchased at your local hardware store, so it's not a far trip to get your hands on some simple ideas. And these few simple changes will make your home comfortable and safe for years to come. If you want some more info, go to aarp.org/universalhome. That website's aarp.org/universalhome.
More tips like the ones you hear on our radio show every week are also available on our website. So you can visit moneypit.com for everything from stormproofing tips to tips on how to keep your home safe while you're away. We even offer our entire tip of the day collection for your website for free.
All right, folks. Well, on MoneyPit.com, we've got energy-saving ideas, and you're going to find tips on tightening up those gaps and cracks around the house there. And this hour, we're going to give away all the supplies you're ever going to need, I mean for your lifetime,
it's
to do that.
It's caulk talk on the
MoneyPit. Seriously. It's a kit from DAP, including their famous caulk, several kinds of sealants, and all the tools you need to get the job done. It's worth $170, and we're going to choose 2 winners from the callers we talked to this hour. So call us now at 888-MoneyPit. You never know. You might win.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Aloha, Chris, listening on KHNR, obviously from Hawaii. What can we do for you today?
Yes, aloha. How are you today?
Very well. Mahalo. How about yourself?
Oh, you know.
Oh, my God. I live in Hawaii. I love it. If I could come to your house and fix whatever is there, I'm on my way.
I'll even give you my address. You've got my number.
What can we help you with?
Leslie, thank you so much for your help. Is it Tom there?
Yes. How can we help you, Chris?
For your help. Yes, we have a on our property. We have ag property, and we have a yurt. It's from Pacific Yurt, California, or Oregon, and the roof is vinyl, and the sides are canvas. I was wanting your opinion of what would you apply on the vinyl as a paint and on the canvas.
Hmm.
That's an interesting question. I don't think we've ever gotten this
one
before. Yeah, painting canvas.
You have to make sure, because whenever you apply something like a paint or a glue to a canvas, it becomes sized. It can like shrink up and tighten up. Generally, you would paint a canvas when it's on, stretched for an easel, and then you size it to fit on there. So you want to make sure that you use a product that's not going to change the integrity of that canvas, the measurements, the size. You don't want it to shrink up, and then you're not going to be able to reset up your tenting area outside.
And as far as a vinyl roof is concerned, there actually is vinyl siding paint. It's usually a blend of urethane and acrylic resins. And if you use that on the roof, it would work fine because it's really designed for the siding, but it would also work on a vinyl roof.
Yeah, you might want to think about with those canvas siding, maybe perhaps dyeing them. If they're not already treated and sealed, and if it truly is like a cotton canvas, you can easily dye it with like a Rit dye. That's just a brand of, you know, a dye that you can use for tie dyeing that you can get at any craft shop or even at supermarkets sometimes. And that you just use and you mix in a large bin and you can just dye it that way. Or you can even use natural things like tea or beer or coffee, anything to just tint that a little bit.
We could probably use Kauai Red Dirt over here.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that vinyl roof a light-colored roof or a dark-colored roof?
Yeah, it's light.
It's light. Okay. Make sure you never paint anything on there that's darker than the original color because it'll deteriorate the roof.
Excellent.
All right, Chris. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
On our way to Rhode Island now with Mason. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I have a problem with the check valves that I installed on my sewer system.
Okay.
And the problem is it failed. It failed twice. And the angle was probably installed the proper way, and it failed. So So do you know of a safe, fail-safe check valve?
Well, certainly a check valve on a sewage pipe is a good idea because if the public system backs up, it stops it from getting up into your house. We can't recommend a specific check valve, but if the one that you have is not working, has it been replaced, or what did you do to correct it once it failed?
I haven't done anything right now. I am researching, and I found a very expensive solution, which I have to build a manhole with electric connections that a check valve activated.
Yeah, that sounds like something that you might use on a commercial system. Let me ask you a question. Why are you putting the check valve in? Have you had a problem in the past?
Yes, I did. What happened is where I live in Providence, we have a combined sewer rain system. And every time we have a major storm, the system cannot handle it, and it backflow in my basement.
Well, that's because the sewer level's rising too high, so then it's backing up. What if I wonder if even just the flap valve is installed the wrong way?
No, I pretty much checked it, and I got someone to check it for me. It was properly installed.
Mason, I have a suggestion for you, and that is to rely on the skills of the civil engineer, who is the town engineer for Providence. If this is a problem that's sourcing from the city, the civil engineer who's going to be assigned to the municipality is going to have a recommended solution. And I would approach that individual and let them know that you're not necessarily looking for them to pay for it, unless, of course, you are. But that you might want to find out what particular valve that they recommend, because most of the valves that we can that we've researched are for commercial purposes. And that's probably why you found the one that needs the manhole access cover, which is, you know, a little bit of an overkill. I would recommend that you take all the information on your research, go down to your municipality, make an appointment with the civil engineer, state your problem, and get their advice. I think that they're going to be the best folks to get you straightened out on this.
I appreciate that.
Mason, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Roger in North Carolina, tell us how we can help you.
Yeah, I'm calling about a leak in my brother's basement. He just moved into it up in Tennessee, and right where the blocks meet the pad, the cement pad down in the basement,
mm-hmm. Right?
When it rains real hard, it will just come in a couple places. And I can see where somebody's tried to mortar along, like make a seam along there.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem to be working very well.
Well, that's because even the mortar is hydroscopic. So everything, you know, when the water builds up in the dirt surrounding the foundation, it just sucks it right in.
Yeah, the reason that it's leaking in that area, Roger, is because I'm speculating that this is a hollow block foundation wall. And typically, they build a footing, and then they put the first couple of rows of concrete block on top of that. And those are packed solid with mortar. And then the rows that are on top of that are hollow. So the water gets into the hollow block, falls down till it hits the solid block, and then starts to leak out. The secret here is to stop the water from getting there in the first place. And to do that, you need to address the grading and the drainage at the outside of the house.
So he'll actually have to dig down alongside
those
blocks.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
No. Tell your brother. Tell him out in Tennessee. Tell him to make sure that there's gutters on the house. Make sure there's a sufficient amount of gutters for the size of house, and make sure that there's enough downspouts also for the size of house. And if they're already gutters, make sure they're clean and operating smoothly and everything's flowing nice out of them. And you want to maintain that. Keep them clean all year long. If you're tired of cleaning them up, go ahead and put some sort of gutter cover on top of them so you don't have to do it as often. Make sure that your downspouts are away from the house. You don't want any water deposited right against the foundation. And make sure that all of the dirt, the grading, slopes away from the house. You don't need to dig up anything.
Okay, so just channel the water that's hitting the ground. Try to channel it around and
away
from the
house. That's right. Manage the water. That's right. Roger, go to our website at moneypit.com and search on wet basements. You'll find a detailed article there on how to deal with this.
I sure will.
Roger, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Up next, the huge benefits of metal roofing. It can look like anything from cedar shake to terracotta tile, and it's going to last a lifetime, so stick around.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It's a great hour. It's a great idea. It's the Money Pit. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Soup to nuts and floorboards to shingles, we've got the answer to your home improvement question.
Well, you know, your roof is probably the most important part of your home's envelope. You know, the outer shell that protects you and your family from the elements, keeping you warm and safe and dry. But a leak can cause a lot of damage in a very short time. So could it be time for a new roof?
If so, you might want to think about a metal roof. It lasts a lifetime, it saves energy, and it looks great. Here to tell us more about this investment-grade roofing is Todd Miller, president of Classic Products. Hey, Todd, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hi there. Glad to be here.
So, Todd, you're with the Metal Roofing Alliance. Can you describe the Metal Roofing Alliance to our listeners, please?
Sure. The Metal Roofing Alliance is a not-for-profit coalition of metal roofing manufacturers, along with various suppliers, paint companies, metal suppliers, coil coaters, various associations, and we're all joined up together just to let people know about the benefit and the value of metal roofing as an option for residential roofing.
Now, if folks go to the site and really fall in love with how these metal roofs look, because they really look like things you never would imagine a metal roof would look like, slate or standing seam, and they're quite gorgeous, does the site allow folks to find a contractor who's licensed to do it in their area?
Absolutely, yes. There's a whole section on the website devoted strictly to allowing a homeowner to go in, put in their zip code, and pull up a list of experienced metal roofing contractors in their area.
Todd, let's talk about the basics first. When you are considering a metal roof, can a metal roof fit really on any house, or is there a specific type of house that's better suited for one?
You know, one of the beauties of metal roofing is that there are so many different options and styles. From traditional vertical seam look to shingle or shake or tile look, and they really let it work just on about any home or any home design or roof shape.
So you can go low slope or a very steep roof, obviously.
Correct. It would be different systems for the two, but yes, there are systems to work on very low slope as well as steeper roofs.
I would imagine that installing a metal roof is very, very specialized, so this is not a job that the average contractor would do. So are metal roofing contractors fairly specialized?
Yes, they are. I mean, what you will find, and especially through the website, you'll find that there are particular contractors that have crafted and shaped their whole business around installing metal roofing.
Now, what about the roofing material that you might already have on your house? Is it something that you need to take down, or can you go right on top with a metal roof?
Well, that's one of the great things about metal roofing. Metal weighs about, depending upon the product, any place from one half to as little as 1/8 the weight of standard shingles. And that allows it to go right over existing shingles in most cases.
Unlike putting an additional layer of shingles on, I always advise against putting multiple layers of shingles on, if at all possible, because the old shingles hold so much heat that they accelerate the deterioration and the evaporation of the asphalt in the newer shingles. But with metal roofing, that's not an issue because there is no asphalt component to it. It's not going to affect its longevity. Is that correct?
That's correct. That thermal mass underneath of it and that heat that you're talking about that is so damaging to asphalt shingles will not have any effect on the metal.
How about, does the metal roof help with the energy efficiency of the house? Does it keep it warmer, keep it cooler?
Oh, there's a lot of ways that it actually will keep it a lot cooler in warm weather. And the big thing is that many of the products available today have special pigments in the paint that even in dark colors are still quite reflective of solar radiation.
That's interesting.
That helps to keep the heat out of the attic and just naturally keep that home cooler during the summer.
Yeah, because you would think it's the opposite. You would think that the metal roof is
really hot.
It, you know, very, very hot. But they've actually perfected the paint now so that it has, UV inhibitors.
That is correct. The other thing is many of these systems actually have an integral airspace between the metal and the roof deck. So you can actually have an extra vented airspace above the attic to help vent out that heat. And again, that also enhances the overall efficiency.
Does it change your needs for insulation or additional venting in your home at all, or does it pretty much stay the same?
No, I'm still a believer in good attic insulation, good ventilation. And one of the things that the good ventilation and insulation really help with is they help to avoid any problems in the winter because you don't end up with hot spots up on your roof causing melting to occur in various areas and ice damming to occur in others.
We're talking to Todd Miller. He's the president of Classic Products and a member of the Metal Roofing Alliance about the features and benefits of metal roofing. I imagine it's something that most folks don't have to deal with very often because it does last so long. What are some of the most common concerns that consumers have, Todd?
I think the most common one really is, how can I find someone that knows what they're doing that I can trust to get this put up correctly?
What kinds of questions would you recommend that a consumer ask?
Well, they certainly want to know a little bit about how long that contractor has been installing metal roofing. They'd like to know if their installers have gone through any specific training, perhaps from the manufacturer of the roofing,
right,
or if it's been more of an on-the-job type training situation. I would also go out and look at jobs they've done. Talk to homeowners. Ask the homeowner, you know, were you happy? Did they get the job done on time? Did they keep the job site clean? I always encourage people to talk to past customers of the contractor they're considering.
Well, because they're going to tell you the truth.
Absolutely. I mean, they certainly should.
What about the lifetime of a metal roof in comparison to other materials?
Well, that's certainly one of the big benefits of it. Many of these products have been quite proven. They've been out since the 1960s and even earlier, so many of these systems are extremely time-proven. Generally, you're going to find metal roofing will last any place from 25 to 50 or even more years than that, depending upon the exact system.
Yeah, you know, Todd, I spent about 20 years as a professional home inspector, and I found many, many metal roofs in those years that were in the perfect condition. You know what the kiss of death is for a metal roof? And I'm sure you do. It's when a contractor comes in and doesn't know what they're doing, and to fix a leak, they tar it. And then that seals in the water under the metal roof, and that causes the rust to start really from that day forward.
Absolutely, and that would be my word of advice to anybody out there who has a metal roof now. Maybe they've bought a house with an existing metal roof. They aren't quite sure, how do I maintain this? What do I do with it? Make sure you get it in the hands of someone that is experienced with metal to help you out with it.
Yeah, because if you take care of it, it really does last a lifetime. Todd Miller from Classic Products, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. You want more information on metal roofing? It's as easy as going to their website at metalroofing.com, including tips on how to find a roofing pro in your area that installs metal roofs.
Up next, cook up a storm, but not a fire in your kitchen. We're going to tell you how to prevent dangerous conditions that could lead to a fire next.
Money Pit!
Failed to complete the do-it-yourself plumbing repair or don't have the time to even try it? Well, let the trained pros at Roto-Rooter bail you out. Whether you have a clogged drain or a plumbing problem, Roto-Rooter is the answer for your home's piping system. You'll receive great service from a company that's been trusted and recommended since 1935. For local service, call Roto-Rooter at 800-942-ROTO or schedule online at rotorooter.com. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Not all services are available at all offices.
Mold is in your house. Chances are, it's breeding behind your walls. In fact, it's been estimated that 70% of all homes could have mold in their wall cavities, particularly when moisture is present. Fortunately, there's an ingenious new way to fight the problem. You see, until now, drywall had paper on both sides, and mold eats paper. Which is why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor from Georgia Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you are building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com. Or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs, and I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Hi, I'm Rob Petterkevich, Executive Director of the American Society of Home Inspectors. Buying or selling a home can be overwhelming. It's important to have your home thoroughly inspected by a qualified professional before you make your final purchase decision. They can check for structural problems and examine all the important systems. It's also a good idea to have your home inspected before you put it up for sale. For more information, please visit ashi.org.
A public service message of the American Society of Home Inspectors.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Dense Armor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia Pacific.
Making good homes better. It's the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Free advice that's worth more than you paid for it. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question. You know, dinner time can be a crazy time, especially if you've got three kids like me. Everyone is hungry and cranky
pizza,
by that
Dad,
time of the
food,
day.
Feed us, Dad. Is that what it sounds like?
But it's also the prime time for kitchen fires. That's right. So to keep your family safe, make sure young children understand the dangers of interrupting you while you're cooking. Keep an eye on food. Don't leave the house while the oven is on. And don't leave a pan of oil, butter, or grease on the stove unattended.
Yeah, if you notice that oil starts to bubble, take it off the heat immediately. Don't just turn that heat down. And never, 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 never pour water on a grease fire or even use that fire extinguisher if that fire is contained to the pan. It's going to splatter all that boiling hot oil all over the place. So instead, calmly cover that pan or use baking soda to smother that fire. Keep that pot lid somewhere on the side just in case something happens and put it right on top.
And it's a good idea to have a fire extinguisher that's rated for the kitchen. It has to be rated A, B, C, which means it'll cover all kinds of fires, including grease fires. Now, in our next e-newsletter, we're going to tell you how to stay safe with two more of your kitchen appliances. Find out how to use your microwave safely, and we're going to tell you why it's important to keep your oven clean. Don't get the e-newsletter. Log on to MoneyPit.com and sign up for it right there. It's free.
All right, another thing that's free. This hour, we're giving away everything you need to keep you snug as a bug in your home this winter. It's the perfect time of year to seal up those cracks around your windows and doors, and you want to make sure everything seals up tight, and you can keep that cold air out and that warm air in, or vice versa, depending on where you live.
Well, we've got a winterizing kit worth more than $170 from DAP. We're going to give two of these away to two callers we choose this hour. It includes a half a case of DAP Dynaflex Premium Elastomeric Latex Sealant. Basically, pretty darn good caulk. It works as well as silicone, but it doesn't smell. It's got low odor latex. It's also mildew resistant.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. And also, we've got a half case each. That's enormous. Half case each of DAPTEX window and door foam sealant, DAP seal and peel removable weather strip caulk, and DAP Sidewinder, which is an advanced polymer siding and window sealant, along with some of those tools to help you get these jobs done.
You know, there's enough stuff here for you and all your neighbors, so you can have a winterization party on your street. We're going to choose two winners from everyone who calls this hour on the show, so call now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
John in Illinois, what's on your mind? How can we help you?
Listen, I have some six-panel pine doors.
Okay.
And my dog, when he was a pup, he thought that the way to get out of the house was to scratch the doors. How can I go ahead and repair that?
Are they painted? Are they stained?
They're not stained. They're just polyurethane coated.
But they're clear coated?
Yes.
So that you want to keep it so that you can see the grain?
Correct.
Okay. Well, how deep are those scratches?
I don't know how to answer that.
Eighth inch, 16th of an inch? You mean
oh,
gouged?
Gosh, no, not an eighth inch. Probably, maybe somewhere between 25, 50 thousandths.
You must be a technical guy. You must be like a machinist or something.
Correct.
All right, how did I guess that? All right, John, what you're going to need to do is this. First of all, you have to take the door off the hinges, get up on a couple of sawhorses, and
sand it down. Because if you try to fill that with anything, even those waxy crayons that are used for getting out those scratches, it's going to not be clear.
What I would do is I would start with about an 80 grit sandpaper and try to get as much of it out as possible. If you get down to the point where maybe there's just a tiny bit left, I'll give you a little trick of the trade. You can take a wet washcloth, lay it on top, take a very hot iron and steam it. That will help the grain swell and perhaps close some of those scratches. And then once you get it to the point where you want a little bit of 120 grit sandpaper or 150 grit sandpaper would be the last thing that you want to put on there. Then I want you to use the sanding sealer on top of it, and then the last thing is your top coat of finish, which could be a polyurethane.
Because the house is over 10 years old, there has to be some discoloration in the doors from the time that it was originally.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're going to have oxidation, so the door, when you sand it, you're going to have to sand the entire door, because if you just try to sand those spots, they will come up lighter than the rest of the door. Now, eventually, that will fade in so it's the same, but it will be pretty obvious. So I would recommend sanding the whole door. You won't have to do nearly as much. And I hope you have a sander. Do you have a vibrating sander?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, that's the thing to use.
And you know what?
My hand.
John, I've even seen stranger things happen. Before you go and start sanding everything, take a little bit of Murphy's oil soap, because sometimes if the scratches aren't too deep and they're not terribly discolored, you can actually make it go away with Murphy's oil soap. You're not physically getting rid of the divot or the scratch, but it makes the appearance go away. Give it a try before you start sanding everything.
Well, I want to thank you folks so much.
Dennis in Virginia listening on WFHG. What can we do for you and your house today?
I'm about to turn a deck into a sunroom, and I thought at one time I'd heard on your show that like the insulation that I would put in the floor, that the paper should be up and not down.
Correct.
Well, the paper should face the heated area.
Right.
Right, okay, because and in that show, you had said that most people put it the other way so they can staple it on the little tabs and stuff.
Yes,
and
correct.
That's the way I've always seen it and done it. And that's why I just wanted to make sure.
No, you're absolutely correct. What you want to use is unfaced fiberglass insulation, and you could support it in place with some of those insulation hangers, which are basically wires that are cut just a little bit wider than the 24 or 16-inch on-center floor joists, and they sort of bend and trap it up in place.
All right, Money Pit listeners, you know we're always telling all of you that proper drainage helps keep water away from your foundation. You know the rules. Well, up next, we're going to answer an email question about gutters. What do you do if you just can't reach them to clean them? We'll find out next.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit was brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you're the kind of person that purchases old houses just to have something to do,
because you need a new project.
That's right. You're listening to the right radio show, because we want to talk to you about your home improvement projects. We want to solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And lots of listeners that hear the Money Pit tell us that they hear the show when they're in the car, and it might be inconvenient to call. And so, believe it or not, some people might even be too shy to call, but we are approachable, charming, disarming people, and
or
we
so
don't
we
judge.
Say ourselves.
That's right. So call us, please. But if you'd rather not, you are welcome to log on to our website at moneypit.com and click on Ask Tom and Leslie.
Yeah, and please do, because check it out. It's a brand new looking website. It's gorgeous. Check it out. We really are happy with how it came out. Moneypit.com is that website that you should know and well and have in your favorites column. And there's a new tip there every day, and it's often a money saver. And you can search hundreds of topics. And if you can't find what you're looking for, well, you can simply email us your question. We could answer it on the air, and you wouldn't even have to pick up that phone. Remember, Moneypit.com.
888-666-3974 or moneypit.com. Both great ways to reach us. Let's jump into that email bag.
All right. This one is from Taylor in Jacksonville, Florida, who writes, okay. My lot is 1.5 acres and has an elevation change of 25 feet from the street high point to the river low point. We have a 1960 plantation style home with crown molding under the flashing. No gutters. We are installing a French drain system to carry water away from the house, but should we also install gutters? The roof line is very high, which is going to make it nearly impossible to clean those gutters on a regular basis. So what do? We don't want gutters that cause more problems than benefits. So given the gutter maintenance challenges, what do?
Well, it is almost always a good idea to install gutters. I would suggest that a gutter system does more for your house than just keep the rainwater off of your head, which is what most people think it does. You know, they really are an integral part of the
home. Yeah, if you're standing underneath that tiny little 3-inch lip that sticks out with the gutters, that's going to keep the rain off your head.
Yeah, but they do more than that. I mean, they keep your foundation stable by preventing washout around the footing. So for all those reasons, it's important to install gutters. If maintenance is a concern, you can install gutter guards. There are many different types. I like the kind that are flat across the top or have a louver.
Yeah, I like those too.
Because the leaves just wash off, and the water sort of hugs in there and then goes in. So
yeah, and it always keeps them clean. If you go for the ones that almost look like screening, sometimes it tends to mash up all the debris, and then it makes like this fine almost mud that just sort of cements in there. So the ones that really cover over are much better.
And also, if this house is goes on a lot that goes from high down to a low point at the river, I would run those downspouts underground through solid PVC pipe and drop them right out into the river so you don't even have to look at them once they're installed properly.
Yeah, and that'll really keep that water away from the foundation.
Got rot? Well, if you do, you're in luck because it's time for Leslie's last word. And this hour, she's got some tips on how to prevent just that.
All right. Well, did you know that your home's exterior and even your landscaping can invite rot inside? That's right, inside.
I didn't know that.
I know it. Well, rot develops when wood becomes too wet. So to keep rot at bay, you want to watch out for roof leaks and overflowing gutters. And you want to make sure that your lawn sprinklers point away from the house. You're not going to grow anything on the side of your house with that water except mold. So point it away. Also, keep your shrubs and brushes trimmed back away from the house and avoid earth-to-wood contact around decks and fencing to keep your home safe from the structural predator, rot.
Don't let them get ya. Coming up next week on The Money Pit, if you're thinking about using a wood stove or a fireplace to help save some money on heating costs, you're being pretty smart. But what should you be looking for? We're going to tell you how to determine fuel efficiency, size, and style of your new wood stove or fireplace next week on the program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.